ちょっと前地元の箱で出会った 3MC 落葉の東70里ほど小さな村に伝わる昔話生まれ育ちはレペゼンチー報告坊主鳴らす坊主のスピーカーダラダラしながらガンダーラ目指してる三蔵法師巻き場のフェンス越え王子エンジン越え届けるためにトラックに乗り込み豚が降り立つ転ぶたみんな大好き午後一のホーヤーさあ調子はどうだい愛は超発火敵に回すとちょっとだけ厄介かもよ金貨イベリコ東京 X ブランド付きの MC4 小川のようにサラサラなフロー頭の皿も潤い出したよいつも握りしめてる休館場今夜それをマイクに持ち替えたここでジャージは外せないしかもアディダスじゃなくてカッパですもうやめられない止まらない佐護城は木桜大吟醸吟醸巻き場のフェンス越えオーディエンス越え届けるためにトラックに乗り込み諸国漫遊17年間巡る128カ国を経てファミル高原タクラマカン砂漠カラコルの声光の差し声何事もなく無事に着いたならそこが俺たちのガンダーラこっち忘れていけないカモン JJ ゴーグ
DJ
Mama. This is J-Pop vs. Metal. I'm Jim. Today, tonight, we have some music. You just heard some music. We're going to talk about that later. There's going to be music and there's going to be talking. I'm going to get to that in a minute. All right, we're going to hear some music, we're going to hear some talking later, music now, talking in a little bit, but, first, we must play a game, the game of souls. It's not a real game, it's just a song, part of a song. You're going to hear the song now. Don't be scared.
Thank you. その心で白けたその言い訳、うつむくその首筋、絡まるその指先、ゆうべもまたうなされて、今夜もなぜかわからない。
キャロライン、
こうしていればいいじゃない。
キャロライン、
今にもどか行きそうな。
キャロライン、
危なげな君を見てる。
キャロライン、キャロライン、キャロライン。
その言葉、愛おしいその意味で、静かに夜を終える。明日もどうせ雨だろう、それでもいつか晴れるだろう。
キャロライン、
そんな言わないでいいじゃない。
キャロライン、
どこにも行く場所ない。
キャロライン、
壊れそうな君はどこへ。
キャロライン、キャロライン、キャロライン。
その言葉、愛おしいその笑みで、静かに夜を終える。明日もどうせ雨だろう、それでもいつか晴れるだろう。そんな言わないでいいじゃない。どこにも行く場所ない。壊れそうな君はどこへ。
キャロライン、キャロライン、キャロライン。
Thank you.
All right, we can do this, right? We can do this. This is a thing we can do, right? We can record it, and it is not terrible sound quality, right? A little bit better. Unlike most things, perhaps, in the world at the moment. But, you do what you can. And so, here we are. In the murky underworld, the realm of eternal midnight. And my name's Jim, and you just heard a long set of music. You heard the band, which I labored to pronounce correctly last episode. The word in English is tricot. It's a type of fabric. I don't know why they named the band that. But in Japanese, I believe it's a French word. I believe it's tricot. Right in French? I don't know French. Not good at that. But in Japanese, they write it toriko, katakana, toriko, and people call them tricot because that's what the name looks like. T-R-I-C-O-T, tricot. And I'm correcting people all the time. Toriko. Look, I know Japanese. That's how they spell it in Japanese. Toriko. That's the name of the band, Toriko. So I went to see them at Union Transfer. Opening for the band Chon. It's kind of funny because the word Chon is like an offensive kind of word for an idiot in Japanese, but I think it's like a chemical. I think it's like a chemical abbreviation. I don't know. They're all right, but I was there for this band, and they came on first, and the singer walks up to the microphone and says, "Hey, we're Tricot." So, what can you do? I guess they just accepted that people are going to pronounce the name wrong. So, not a big deal. So that was Tricot with Kieru, which means to disappear. From the And record, which actually came out in 2015, but I just got the vinyl from Top Shelf Records, which is very nice. And I think you might still be able to get it too. I don't know if that's sold out or what. It's very nice. I posted a picture of it on the thing. Who cares? Well, I care. I hope you care. Do you care about this album on vinyl? It's a good album. Before that, you heard Brain Oil. And I'm not sure when this album came out. Oh, I think it came out, it actually came out in 2003, I think. Self-titled record. I got the download from Tank Crimes, the Bandcamp. The Tank Crimes label put this record out on Bandcamp. I think it came out on another label in 2003. The name of the song was Naive in the Bliss, which is kind of an ESL title, but they're from Oakland. American band, I don't know. They're a good band. Kurushimi, before that. A name which means suffering in Japanese. They're not Japanese. They're Australian, I think. They did a song called Giblets. Naked City inspired grindcore. The album's called Shototsu is the album title. Which means Collision. It came out in 2016. And that was also on Bandcamp. Very nice, nice album artwork on that one. Anna Tsuchiya before that, featuring AI. I don't think she's done much lately. Anna Tsuchiya, you might know from Kamikaze Girls. She was an actress. She still is an actress, I believe. Half Russian. I like her. I think that was from the FBM, Fantastic Plastic Machine remix. That song, that was the Hyper Society mix from the Crazy World single from 2008. And there's no way I bought that. That had to come from some blog. Maybe perhaps Beyond the Sea, one of those blogs from mid-2000s. Beyond the Sea 2, probably. Beyond the Sea 1 was closed down, of course. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? I don't know. Citrus before that. Wispy No Mercy from the self-titled, the title track from the It's late in the evening, but I'm pretty much nocturnal. I'm a nocturnal, not a demon. I'm a regular person. I just happen to be awake at night. That's all. It's not a, it doesn't make me a demon, okay? Okay? Just, anyway, the name of the, it's an EP. All the Citrus records are EPs. Because they ran out of ideas, I guess. They're like a minor Shibuya K, kind of like at the end, the very end of Shibuya K. There's this band, Citrus, and over on the Neo Japan is May podcast. That was years ago now, he did that. But there's like a career dissection of the band Citrus over on the Neo Japan is May. I think you can still get it through iTunes if you just search it. Neo Japan is May or Citrus. Oh, well, Citrus is probably going to come up with some kind of cleaning product podcast. Cleaning product reviews? Probably. Probably going to get that. So if you go through the whole list, you'll probably eventually get to that podcast where they talk about Citrus for a long time. I think there's like a, I think they like recorded it with a drum machine and the singer is singing along with the drum machine, but then they got live drums over that and the drummer is not really playing in time, and then the guitarist is trying to play with the drummer, but it's like kind of shambolic, and it's an interesting band. Locrian before that. Locrian, one of those Brooklyn bands. Some would say post-metal. They got like a synth player. Interesting band. Infinite Delusion. Infinite Disillusion is the name of the record. 2015. The Future of Death is the name of that song. Got a lot of soundscapes. Ambient. Do a lot of stuff with that electronic. They got the electronic element in that band. Before that, even more mysterious. More mysterious than any Brooklyn post-metal band is this thing called TMOC. It's not even that. It's T. What did I say? It is T-O-M-C. I don't know what that stands for. The name of the song is Back and Lax. It's from the Sampling C compilation from earlier this year. That is the sound of 2018, I guess. And, it's from Bandcamp or something from that Make Believe Melodies wrote up. And there's not a lot of information on this. The Bandcamp page says, a musical piece album, mysterious a little. That pretty much wraps it up. I guess they're it claims to just be like a house producers. They're just calling this house music, but it's kind of like, it's in that vein of Hauntology or Vaporwave. It's like in this thing. I should have mentioned that when I was talking about Shibuya K last episode or a couple episodes ago, went off about Shibuya K, and that kind of split off. Like the musical ideas. Well, I'm going to talk about Clapsal in a minute, but the thing is, the whole nostalgia thing that I was talking about kind of went in that, the modern version of that idea, the nostalgia idea of Shibuya K is in, like, Vaporwave, and, like, this, the Hauntology idea, these things that, like, you grew up on, and you just kind of have, like, this vague memory of, like, Kunishi Asaharu from Pizzicato 5 grew up in the 60s, he was born in 59, so, like, he's like, when he does retro, it just includes all the things that are uncool and all this stuff. And it's interesting to me because these are like young producers, and I grew up, I was a teenager in the 90s, So I have like the idea of what's cool and what's not, and they don't have that. They include all this, the smooth jazz saxophones and all this stuff that just seems weird to me. But sometimes it comes up with something cool, and it's just like the idea of that. They kind of don't take after on the song structure or anything like that that Shibuya Kei has. They just have like this vague idea, and it just kind of floats around and goes on for a long time, kind of like how I'm talking. But more vague than that. It's more vague than that. It's just kind of like ambient nonsense. I don't know. Sometimes it's interesting. I like that one. That keeps coming up on my shuffle, and I like that one. Back and lax, did I say? It doesn't mean anything. What does that? What could that possibly mean? Back and lax, I have no idea. Hers before that, the Hers Collective. H-I-R-S, Hers, His and Hers. Hers, that's the name, Hers. It's Hers, 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 Hers Collective. Always Surviving. Featuring Alice Bag and Candace Hansen? Candace Hansen, member of the Alice Bag solo band. Alice Bag, of course, from The Bags. Legendary punk band, The Bags. You should know about that if you care about punk music. You should know about The Bags. From the from this year. This is also 2018. You put this together with got Hers. Got a lot of capital letters. That's 2018 is all about. Four-letter words in capital letters. That is what 2018 is all about. Friends, period. Lovers, period. Favorites, period. That's how they spell it. That's how it says it on the album. I got the tape on a whim. It looked cool. I'm just going to listen to the download mostly, right? But I bought it on Bandcamp, and I suggest you also do that. But I decided to try the tape player in my car. I had tried this before. I've had this car for a couple years. I put a tape in. Like the first thing I did when I got in the car, I put a tape. I just grabbed any tape, put it in, and it sounds horrible. It sounds like the tape is getting eaten by the thing and it's going to ruin the tape. So I hit eject on that. It's like, okay, tape player doesn't work. It's fine. But then I got this tape. It's like, you know what? I'm going to take a chance on this. Maybe it just needs to loosen up or something. You know what I mean? I don't know. I took a chance on ruining this tape that I just bought for some reason. And I put it in there and it sounds like horrible noise. And it's like, oh. But it's hard to differentiate from the horrible noise of the tape getting eaten from the horrible noise that you want to hear, which is the actual sound of the band. It's not horrible, of course, but it's loud, it's chaotic, it's noisy, you know what I mean? So I put it in there, it's making this sound like the tape's getting eaten. It's like, oh, they're going I like the direction they're going in here. And I was like, oh, shit, the tape's getting eaten. So I went to hit eject, but I hit the wrong button. I hit the reverse button instead. And then it sounds okay. So this tape player works, but it only works in one direction. I was very excited. So now I get to listen to tapes in the car. And most of them sound terrible. I've got these 20-year-old dubs. They don't sound good. So it's not as exciting as I thought it was. But I can buy new tapes now and listen to them in the car. And that's something that I can spend money on. Great. It's great for me because I can stay in debt for the rest of my life. But hey, that's life. I signed up for a horrible life, I guess. I signed up, you know. I've kind of resigned myself to, I had resigned myself originally. Do we have to go off on that? I don't know. I had resigned myself to a life of suffering. Linda's like, this is too much suffering. For a few years, I tried to get my act together. It's like, okay, I gotta get a real job here. And I'm still trying to get a real job, but it seems like forces are working against people like me who haven't, had their stuff together for quite a while. And, seems like I'm kind of resigned to the suffering again. But I was already on that. I was already kind of down with that in the first place. So it's not that bad for me. I do feel bad for everyone else who wasn't totally down with the suffering before that. You heard Arts. It's another. I didn't do this on purpose. It's another four-letter band name, all in capitals. Arts. Except this band, I know what it stands for. It's Authentic Rocksteady Traditional Ska. Ska for Life. The name of the song is Caroline. I don't know anybody named Caroline, personally. I think I did once. It's a coincidence. I'm not doing that. Relax. I don't have any more information about that record. I think I got it off Soulseek. I'm pretty sure I did. And I had that band on MySpace. They were my MySpace friend. There's also another black metal band called Arts, but I don't feel like playing them. I don't think they're good. Imagine a black metal band that you haven't heard of, and imagine them not being good. You gotta think hard about that one. I'm pretty sure that's from the mid-2000s. The name of the album is Authentic Rocksteady Traditional Ska. I do try to track down actual copies and pay for them if I play them on the podcast, so I'm gonna have to look for that record now. Damn it. You know, do you realize if you talk about MySpace right now, it's like somebody in the early 80s talking about Woodstock? For anybody who's not feeling old out there. Also, Hal Callie, which I played last episode, and Morning Musume, all the Golden Age Morning Musume people are all in their 30s now, if you weren't feeling old. Yeah, this year the Hal Callie girls turned 30, and Kagawai, 30 years old. She's 30. Before that was Puffy. Puffy AmiYumi. Perhaps to you. I got that off Illustrated History. Came out in 2002. The best of compilation. But I never went back and bought those original Puffy records I always meant to. I meant to do that. I got the ones after that. The 2000 records, some of their albums were pretty good after that. But then I never went back and got the original records. I guess I could still do that. But the world seems to be ending. So, might not get a chance. But this record is so good. And the name of the song that they have listed as, That's the Way It Is. Kore ga watashi no ikiru michi. It's more like, That's My Life, or That's How I Live My Life. Both are fine. Before that, you heard something I can't read on the page. I've written down something on the page and I can't read. It was Death. Death, Voice of the Soul, from The Sound of Perseverance, 98. I have the deluxe edition CD, which has a DVD of them playing live, because that's how you used to get concerts on DVD, second disc editions, on deluxe reissues of albums. W before that. W. Kago I and Nozomi Tsuji. I always forget which one is her. Tsuji Nozomi. She's got an ambiguous first and last name. Family name and personal name. I always forget. It's Nozomi. Is her. But if I say one and if I say. Doesn't matter which or. Whatever. You know who this is, right? Maybe not. I'm trying to tell you who it is, if you don't know who it is. But, yeah, it was cool because Kago I, who I just mentioned a second ago, yeah, she was the troubled member of Hello Project. and Morning Musume. Right, Kago Ai was in Morning Musume as a teenager, had some issues, she had some problems that you don't really need to know about. If you know about that already, then I don't know why I'm telling the story, but she got kicked out of the whole W is a side project of Morning Musume, if you didn't know that. But then she got kicked out of the whole Hello Project umbrella group. She was smoking and she was dating an older guy, and they can't do that. So, I think she was 20 by that time. But no, I think she was 19. You have to be 20 to smoke in Japan, and that's like a major scandal. So they had to kick her out, and she had some other problems where she, maybe attempted suicide at some point. And her boyfriend was kind of an asshole, beat her up. That was horrible. And she eventually got another boyfriend who wasn't an asshole, I guess. Or maybe he was an asshole, and she also broke up with him, but she had some kids. And she seems to be doing okay now, and they invited her back to the current Hello Project. She's not a member again, but she's going to perform with them, which is great. So she got her life back together. And I mentioned, what's my segue for that? I don't know. Yeah, so she's like 30 now. So that's, I don't know, that's how long it takes sometimes. And I should mention, just for reference, just for, do you know where I'm coming from? I'm in my 30s now. I can legally say that. I'm currently in my 30s. In the future, I'm not going to be updating that number. I'm not going to be filling you in. But just for reference, I'm a Gen Xer. I'm not super old. I'm not a boomer. But I'm not a millennial. That's my thing. And also, you know, you don't have to take all that seriously. You know what I mean? I just try to remind people, like when I talk about the 90s and stuff, I feel like people are taking like elements of the 90s. They're not really getting it. They're not really getting it. But maybe they don't have to get it. Like maybe the attitude was not really that great at the time. Like I was super depressed in the 90s. Everyone was depressed. Like things were better objectively, but it was also depressing. It's weird. It's weird to comment. I actually feel like emotionally better right now, even though things seem to be getting worse and worse. I feel okay. I feel like I can deal with it. But anyway. I wanted to say another thing about nostalgia, just for an aside. Because I'm kind of against people who, I'm somewhat against people trying get in like this like permanent retro mode, because especially with the 90s, because so much of the 90s was, a lot of it, like the rock scene, was all about the 70s. Like it was just people trying to live in the 70s, and it was kind of ridiculous. Like the main like paradigm shift, the earth-shattering paradigm shift that people talk about in rock music, was like people like the people trying to live like in the early 70s versus people trying to live in the late 70s. Like the glam stuff versus the punk stuff. You know, it's kind of like totally absurd when you think about it that way. Right? Because it was stupid. Another thing, I think it's okay. It's okay to be nostalgic, right? But the thing is, you can get trapped. You can't get really that trapped in nostalgia for something you experienced firsthand, right? Because if you think about it, you think about, when you're depressed, you think, oh, things were better then. But then if you really think about it, you remember the bad times. You remember, like, the day-to-day existence. Like, there was cool stuff in the 90s. But, like, the day-to-day existence was not cool. Like, you can remember that And that's, it's true for any time. But if you get trapped in somebody else's nostalgia trip, you don't know the bad parts of it. And you just think, oh, like that was just great then, and it's terrible now, and there's nothing we can do about it. We just have to, like, keep wearing these same clothes for the rest of our lives and just keep listening to the same music. And that's kind of what I'm against. Because it's just not accurate. It's like living in a fantasy world. And you kind of have to do that sometimes when you... It's like a protection against, like, serious depression sometimes, but... I don't know. It can cause depression. It can have you trapped in that thing. It's like you can never get it perfect. Like, you can never really experience the time because you're only experiencing the positive things. Wow, that was a hell of a thing. But it's something I've been thinking about. The name of that song. That song was from 2004, from the album Duo You and You, and the name of the song was Sammy Shi. Netaigyo. Semishi Netaigyo, which means Lonely Tropical Fish. It is a cover. I think all the songs in that album were covers by a band called Wink. And that was 1989 that song came out in Japan. It's often mislabeled. It's often called Sabishi. Sabishi Netaigyo. Why am I? I can't say that word. Netaigyo. Tropical fish. Yeah, but the word lonely can be spelled two different ways with different kanji. It's usually Sabishi, but you can also use a different kanji, which they used here, in Samishi. I don't know. It's interesting. To me, I like to learn Japanese is what I like to do. I would like to have a more of a movement of people. This podcast is probably not the appropriate place for that, but like people who are interested in the Japanese culture to actually learn Japanese for real. I would like that to be a thing that is more popular than it is. It's a hard language. It is, but it's fun. I like it. I enjoy it. I thought that song was about Halloween the first time I heard it. The chorus is Heart on Wave. I don't know what that comes from, because there's another song called Heart on Wave by the band Dream, another J-pop band, way after 2000 they recorded the song called Heart on Wave. It's not related at all. And then another American producer, like a chiptune producer, Slime Girls. It's one guy, but he records as Slime Girls. And he made a song called Heart on Wave, and I assumed it was like a cover of that Dream song, or like a weird remix of one of these songs. And it's not. It's something completely different as well. Was that an expression from something? I'd never heard that. What does it mean? Heart on Wave? That's so weird. Merciful Fate. Before that, 13 Invitations, in which we played, not really, use your imagination, we played the game of souls, and I won, except I'm not King Diamond. It's not, I don't know what you thought this was, but I just play songs here. I'm not the person who's performing the song. I just play the songs. In the Shadows, 1993. It is not the classic that the first two Merciful Fate albums are. It's the post. It's the first of several post reunion albums. But I just happen to have it on my phone, and every time I go to delete it, because I just rotate through music on my phone. Every time I go to delete it, I just want to listen to it again. it's a pretty good record. So then, before that, you heard The Break, or the theme song. I'm not sure if I'm going to use that again, but Burning Farm by Shonen Knife from the Let's Knife album, which you should have, but it's out of print. You should try to find it, track that album down, get it on CD. It was made in the era, I think 93 that came out, made in the era when people gave a shit about designing CDs very well, and it's really good, and it has all their best songs from their early records recorded very well, which may or may not, for some bands, that would be like the kiss of death. It would be like, okay, they recorded the songs good. You know, these songs aren't really that good. It was kind of like we were kind of like, ironically, just enjoying this lo-fi aesthetic, and the songs themselves aren't really that great. There's so many bands like that, but Shonen Knife is not one of those bands. They have good songs, so enjoy the early Shonen Knife songs. You should probably enjoy the new stuff is good too, but that is their best record. Come on, it's the best record, and it's out of print because of the thing that happened with the record label, which I don't have to go into. It's complicated. So that was all this. Wait, I should tell you what. This is a long break, isn't it? It's not a break. It's the end of the show. This is the end of the show. There's no more after this. You can stop listening, I guess. Please don't stop listening. I want to tell you what you heard in the beginning of the show. Because I didn't during the last break. Because there wasn't enough time. So I'm going to go from the top of the show. You heard Wednesday Campanella, or Suyobi no Campanella, if you're familiar with the band in Japanese. And you heard Chohakai. If you were looking at the kanji for that song, it's a little confusing, but it's a Chinese name. It's it's the pig character from Journey to the West. Like a lot of their songs, it's kind of a metal thing that they do. They have a lot of songs that are named after a historical figure or a fictional character. It's very interesting. And that was from the Zipang. They have new stuff, but Zipang, I have the CD. I was delighted to discover that I bought the CD, because I forgot that I did. And I found it, and it has a lyric sheet, and I'm going to have to translate. I'll translate all the songs, if I don't die of the apocalypse. And then we can all enjoy the translation, hopefully. Dark Throne, Hiking Metal Punks, from Dark Thrones and Black Flags from 2008. Song celebrating the heavy metal camping adventure, which I should have played last time, but I didn't think of it. Because I talked about heavy metal camping, which is fun. It's not a thing I do now. I'm not taking kids out into the woods. It's not a thing. I went as a kid. Someone else took me out in the woods. Nothing. It wasn't a weird thing. It wasn't. You're going to have to take my word on this, but we just went camping and listened to heavy metal. It's an experience that you should have, but not with me. I'm not doing it. I did it already. I thought that song was Viking Metal Punks. I thought it was like a typo. I think I got that originally off some file sharing service. It's like Hiking Metal Punk. Isn't it Viking Metal Punks? It is not. Fenriz wrote a song about hiking and being metal and being punk. You can do all those things at the same time. Recommended. ELT, Every Little Thing. After that, with a song called For the Moment, which was from 97 originally, but was from the 99 compilation, Every Best Single Plus 3. And that is the real J-pop stuff. If you're not down with that, you're a poser. I'm sorry. You have to leave the hall. If you're not down with Every Little Thing, that is the real J-pop stuff. We're just playing around with this rest of this, to be honest. Right? All this, like, R&B, R&B, hip-hop, electronic, house music stuff is not, it's all, it's just stuff that's from Japan. It's just incidentally from Japan, right? This is real J-pop. You're a poser if you don't like it. You're on the J-pop podcast. Why do you look for a J-pop podcast if you don't like J-pop? Sorry, poser. You can't deal with it? Sorry. Get out of here. After that, you heard Resistant Culture. Shadowed Man from Bandcamp. It's a Native American band, and they had some problems Kim Kelly was talking about on the social medias. They ran into some legal problems. So go to Bandcamp and buy their album, and it will help them. Probably very little, but, you know, you do what you can. Okay. I can pull it together. I can pull it together here. Because there was only one more song, Capsule. Doop doopy doo. And it doesn't get sillier or more inconsequential than that song. And perhaps that will lift your spirits a little bit after contemplating whatever. Sad things. That was from 2005. You might know it from Carrie. It's actually supposed, I think she actually says a Carrie. You can only, it's a spelling, it's a thing, it's a feature of Japanese, all right? They can't, whatever. Carrie Pamu Pamu covered that song on the Pika Pika Fantagen record that came out in 2014. I have that on vinyl too. I have a picture disc of that. Maybe I should sell it. Is that worth money now? It's worth something. It's worth at least $10. I think I might need $10. Do you have $10? I might want to sell you this record. It's probably worth more than that. Whew. That was all you heard. That was all the songs. And I'm running out of space on my phone again. So that is all I have to say for right now. And I hope to see you. I hope everything's still here in another month. Because that's when I'm doing another show. So until then, believe in rock and roll. And, あなたが本当に願いような感覚的な喜びを経験できるようになります。